2 Corinthians chapter 5. You know, Paul speaks of an ambition that he had. 2 Corinthians 5, he says, verse 9, "Therefore also we have as our ambition." Young people have an ambition. It's good to have ambition. The trouble is, a lot of people have got the wrong ambition. Here was Paul's ambition, which all of us should have. "We have as our ambition, whether at home," and if you see the context of it, he's talking about heaven as our home, "or on earth absent from home." So he's saying, whether I'm at home in heaven, which will happen one day, or right now absent from home, I have one ambition. I want to please God. And Paul once said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." He was following Jesus, who also had one ambition, to please his Father. I'm not ashamed to say that I follow Paul because he followed Christ. I'm not ashamed to say that I follow a godly man who I see following Christ. It helps me. And the Holy Spirit has said specifically in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, Paul says, "Follow me." Inspired by the Holy Spirit, he says, we thank God for godly people. I thank God for the few godly men I met in my life whom I could follow. Not just whom I could hear from, but whom I could follow. And Paul says, here's one area I like to follow Paul. He had an ambition, whether at home in heaven or here on earth, to please God. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? Think for a moment. If Christ were to come and we all went to heaven, I want to ask you, just think for a moment. You got to heaven now. What will be your ambition in heaven? Think of it. When you get to heaven, what will be your ambition? Will it be to make money? Will it be to impress one of the angels? Will it be to show off and show other people how smart you are? All of that will disappear. In heaven, everybody's got one ambition. That's to please God. Christ is the center, and they want to please him. And we'll fall in line. So what Paul is saying is, that's going to be the direction I'm going to live all eternity. That's going to be the direction I'm going to be moving in all eternity, to please God, to please Jesus Christ. And what he's saying is, I'm aligning myself with that now on earth, so that if I suddenly transition from earth to heaven, either by death or by the rapture, there won't be any change in my direction. Will there be a change in your direction? Supposing you transition from earth to heaven tonight through death. Would there be a change in your direction? Would you say, oh, I spent all my life living for money, now I've got to change. I've got to start pleasing God. Or I was living all my life trying to show how people what a wonderful person I was. Now I've got to get rid of all that. It's a very searching question. Is there going to be a change in the direction in which you're living your life right now? If you're a serious Christian, I want you to think about that. I left the Navy 55 years ago to serve the Lord. And for the first 9 years, I traveled all over India, when I say literally all over India, from north to south, east to west, looking at the different churches. And I came back to my home pretty fed up with what I saw. I said, Lord, most people just seem to want to go to heaven. That's about all. Somehow, make sure I go to heaven when I die. But look at the way they are living on earth. What a disgrace to the name of Jesus Christ. And yet the Lord taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." The number one request in the heart of a godly man is that God's name should be hallowed. And it was not being hallowed by the way Christians were living in India. And so at the end of 9 years, I quit all that traveling and I said, Lord, I want to, in a very little way, even if it is only a drop in an ocean, I want to try and gather a few people together whose ambition will be to please you. And I don't want to gather together people who want to go to heaven. No, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to go around getting people ready to go to heaven. I want to gather people who want to follow Jesus Christ on earth before going to heaven. And that number is much less, much lesser. There are multitudes who want to go to heaven. But among them, how many want to follow Jesus Christ on earth, taking up the cross every day, denying themselves, seeking to please God before going to heaven? Those are the really sincere, wholehearted Christians. The rest are a bunch of selfish people who want to live for themselves, enjoy all that they can on earth, but make sure I go to heaven when I die. It's like I remember hearing a story of a Sunday school class that was taught the story of Lazarus and the rich man, you know, the rich man who died and went to hell, and Lazarus, the poor beggar, who died and went to heaven. And then the Sunday school teacher asked the children, okay, children, who do you want to be like? And one smart boy got up and said, I want to be like the rich man on earth and like Lazarus after I die. But don't you think most Christians are like that? And perhaps you're like that too, even though you don't say it. I want to be like the rich man here on earth. And I want to be like Lazarus after I die. Can you think of anything more selfish? Can you think of anything which is more selfish and self-centered than that, when you think of the sacrifice that Jesus made to save us from sin? We should be hanging our head in shame. And if you don't do it here, I want to tell you, you will do it when you see the Lord face to face. When you see how much He loved you, how much He sacrificed and gave Himself for you, and you see the selfish way you live, not to please Him, enjoy yourself and satisfy your lusts, and oh, I got to heaven finally. I'd be ashamed to get to heaven like that, I'll tell you honestly. I would be. And I won't get a second chance to show my love for Jesus Christ by sacrifice. In heaven, I'll get plenty of opportunity to show my love for Christ with praise and worship and thanksgiving and all the wonderful things we can do in heaven. But there's one thing I will not be able to do in heaven. I will not be able to show my love for Christ by sacrificing and denying myself, because there'll be nothing to deny myself in heaven. There'll be nothing to sacrifice in heaven. And I want to say to you that if you've missed the opportunity to take up the cross and deny yourself here on earth, you've missed it for eternity. And you live with a regret about that for all eternity. We tell unbelievers there's no second chance to be saved. It's here on earth or never. And I say to believers, there's no second chance to take up the cross and deny yourself and follow Jesus. It's either now or never. And as much as that unbeliever will regret that he didn't accept Christ here on earth, the believer is going to regret that he didn't take up the cross here on earth. That's the type of church I want to build. I'm not interested in building any other type of church, because that's the only type of church that Jesus came here to build. That's why what he died for. He never told his disciples to gather people who want to go to heaven. He said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And he said, go into the world and make disciples. That means people who want to follow me. That's our calling. Why don't people do that? Because you won't get many numbers. No, you won't. But you'll get quality. You'll get a church that Jesus can proudly point out to the devil. You know, in Job's day, when The devil could point out so many hypocrites on earth to God. God could say, yes, it's true, Satan, but have you seen Job? He's different. And today when the devil can point out so many hypocritical churches and multitudes of Christians who want to just go to heaven, and the devil says, look at these people who call themselves Christians, God, they only want to go to heaven. They're not interested in you. Then God should be able to say, yes, but look at this church. There are not many there, but look at that. Look at those people. They're not like that, Satan. They're a credit to my name. I hope you have a burden to be a part of a church like that. I hope you have a burden. If you have any type of ministry to build a church like that. That's the only thing I want to spend my life. I've spent 40 years doing that in India mostly. And I have no regret as I look back. A life that pleases God. This is our ambition. That I will not change my direction if I'm suddenly transitioned from earth to heaven. There'll be zero, not even a 1 degree change in my direction. It'll be 100% to please God from morning till night to the best of my ability. The only thing is here on earth, because of the weakness of the flesh, we may accidentally slip up and get up again. That won't happen in heaven. But as far as my will is concerned, it's set. Only to please God. I hope that'll be true of you. And if it is not, my brother, sister, I hope it'll be true of you before this weekend is over. That is what Jesus lived on earth for.